Masechet Midot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Het. We'll continue to talk about the Hall of Fire, the Bet HaMoked, and how they would arrange themselves to sleep during the nighttime. Mishnah says, Bet HaMoked Kippah, the roof of the Bet HaMoked, the Hall of Fire, was built with a dome roof on top of it. That was to show honor to the Kohanim who would sleep there. A dome is aristocratic. Ubayit gadol haya. It was a very large house. It was large. It had four smaller chambers within it. And it had four walls and a roof. Mukaf rovadin shel evin. With the inside of the walls, there were ledges made out of stone that came out from the walls that looked like steps, like low countertops. Vezikne bet av yeshinim sham. The elders of each bet av would sleep on those ledges. There were 24 mishmarot, shifts, that would serve in the Bet HaMikdash 1 week at a time. And each individual watch was divided up into smaller groups called a bet av. Each one was a bet av. They would serve 1 day of that week. So the elders of each bet av, on the day they were scheduled to serve, would be offered the honor of sleeping on the ledges. Umaftehot ha'azara bi'adam. The keys of the courtyard gates were kept under their control. Upirhei kehuna ish kiseto ba'aretz. The young kohanim, the pirhei kehuna, pirhei means to sprout. Their beards started to sprout. They were very young kohanim. They would stand guard in the Hall of Fire during the night, and they would have their own bedding with them. They would sleep on the floor until it was their turn, until it was their time to begin the watch. They would have their pillows, they would have their blankets on the floor, they wouldn't have mattresses. So it was just like the person was on guard, they wouldn't have any bed there. They would just have the pillows and covers that they needed.